Palmhouse Conservatory at Allen Gardens officially reopened to the public on Wednesday after an almost three-year hiatus.
Today, we are proud to officially open the Palmhouse.
The site got its million-dollar makeover it's been asking for, a restoration project to maintain its architectural heritage. Its 12-meter-high, 16-sided central dome, you may have seen walking by on the streets of Sherburn or Carleton, is an iconic feature of the building. It's where it earned its nickname, the Dome. Under its roof is a collection of palms, banana plants, and other tall specimens fit for the pavilion's tall structure. Councillor Chris Moyes in Toronto Centre has been a champion for the garden. He says the space is much more than just a park.
This is a park with deep civic roots, where voices have risen in solidarity, resistance, and hope. It's been a platform for progress, a home for movements, and a mirror of our city's evolving values. And that tradition continues today.
The opening ceremony began with a smudging led by grandmother Vivian Recollet.
Our first relatives out there are the plants, the animals, the trees, the waters, all of those beings that helped us to be able to nurture ourselves as a human. So we give gratitude for that. You
see, smudging is an indigenous practice involving the burning of sweetgrass, sage, or cedar, sometimes tobacco. The act of smudging cleanses the physical and energetic space, purifying bodies and items deemed sacred to the person doing the smudging. In this case, it is the land, the plant life, and the water that grandmother Vivian gives her gratitude for.
I'm really, really honored that this garden has been restored.
To close out the ceremony, a performance of the honor song, sung by Kevin Chasing Buffalo. The song is performed at gatherings, celebrations, or events. Seeing as this was a celebration for plant life now protected and taken care of. Allen Gardens is a sacred landscape for many nations. Today, it is a sacred gathering place for Indigenous peoples from across Turtle Island. The Native Women's Resource Center of Toronto, its second home, is Allen Gardens. They run events and ceremonies in the park. Friends of Allen Gardens is a volunteer-based organization behind the revitalization project. In 2023, volunteers from Friends of Allen Gardens committed to supporting the Native Women's Resource Center, planting sacred medicines within the park.
I do a lot of work out in the community to bring about awareness of gratitude and love for Mother Earth and all the things that she does for us.
Since closing in October 2022, the glass greenhouse has undergone extensive renovations. Its rehabilitation cost the city just over $11 million. Upgrades included glass cladding replacement, window glazing, and modernizing the ventilation and air quality system and controls. Friends of Allen Gardens founder Michael McKelland made sure to thank the community at Wednesday's ceremony. He says Allen Gardens is one of the first public parks in the city.
At the time it opened, there were 40,000 people living in the entire city of Toronto. 40,000 people. Now there's 40,000 people in the immediate neighborhood. And we have to think of these parks, how they functioned then, and how we want them to function in the future. And they have to have a sustainability to them. They have to actually be part of the understanding of growing with the city.
The building houses tropical plants inside five climate-controlled greenhouses. But the Palm House is the oldest of the greenhouses at Allen Gardens. The original structure was destroyed in a fire in 1902, but it reopened and has expanded twice since then. It was designed by City of Toronto architect Robert McCullen in 1910. With roots in social justice, the Palm House was a place where many activists met throughout the 20th century. In 1960, poets and activists gathered in defiance of the city bylaw that banned public speaking in parks. And in 1974, Toronto's first Pride March began in Allen Gardens. Mayor Olivia Chow says the city is committed to preserving and protecting the pavilion's history for future generations.
When we can stop for a while and enjoy the beauty, it gives us more energy to move forward, to make the changes that we need to make for social justice. And that was what Allen Garden and this Palm House is all about.
The music for this episode was produced by Robert Johnston. This is Mia Johnson with the Local Journalism Initiative.